You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Wednesday night is when many Southern California families would be having seders in their homes for Passover, inviting family members and friends to come together. But of course, in this era of COVID-19, plans are changing. So I'd like to hear from you if you would typically have a Seder, you'd be hosting it or participating in that Passover dinner. I'd like to hear from you at 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. What are your alternate plans because of COVID-19? 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page. And I'd also love to hear from rabbis or other synagogue leaders about just what your congregants have told you about their plans, because you might have a little bit higher elevation view, know more people, heard from more people about what their plans are for Seder this year. 866-893-KPECC. Joe in Hollywood, what are your plans?
Hey, we're supposed to fly to Kansas to see my parents, and now we're going to be doing a big Zoom Seder. And this is the third time my girlfriend's parents were supposed to come with us. This is the third time that we've postponed the meeting.
So this has to be pretty disappointing for both families.
Yeah, it's a huge bummer.
Yeah. So how is it going to work with Zoom? Has that been figured out yet?
Well, my parents are actually religious, and the rest aren't very religious, so they're going to be keeping it on.
Okay. And so are you going to be sitting down then in your home and doing a dinner simultaneously? And how are readings handled? How is all that going to be done?
Yeah, we're going to be, due to the time difference, we're going to be having an earlier dinner, and they're going to be doing the regular Seder in Central Time.
Okay, Joe, I appreciate it. And yes, so sorry, particularly since you had to delay this twice previously. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page. If you typically gather with family members or friends for Seder, this Wednesday night is the night that would happen. How are you observing Passover this year? What sort of alternate plans? Are you taking it online using Zoom, or is just everybody going to be in their own homes and doing them as smaller seders? 866-893-KPECC. Miriam, in West Los Angeles, how are you observing?
Well, my rabbi from Medat Shalom in West LA is doing a Zoom Seder on Wednesday night. And then on Thursday, my husband and I have family kind of scattered around here, there, everywhere. So we're going to have 8 or 10 people on Zoom. I've copied the pages of the Haggadah. There's many different Haggadahs, so I've copied the pages that we're going to be using, and we'll be sending them to everyone along with assignments, and, you know, hopefully we'll do some readings and talking about the new plague, COVID-19.
Yeah, and do you think that it will be as able to capture the spirit of a Seder doing it on Zoom?
You know, I've done a number of Zoom services and, you know, in gatherings and so forth. And it's wonderful, but it's also bittersweet because you get to see all these people, right? And you see them talking, and then you really want to touch them. You want to hug them, that kind of thing, and you can't do it, you know?
That, yeah.
It's a mixed blessing, let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's a part taunt, isn't it? Yeah, it's, and particularly for something that is so significant, so spiritually significant, and culturally significant for so many people as the Seder is. Miriam, I appreciate your call. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. And of course, there are also many people who aren't Jewish who take part in Seders, for whom it's a very important gathering to share with Jewish friends and family members, too. It's a point to really bring people cross-faith, not just American Jews who, for their own religious reasons, observe the holiday. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Teresa in Ontario, good to have you with us. How will you be observing Passover?
So I'm going to be joining a Seder with friends in Ohio, Seattle, and New York. And I'm really excited because it's going to be hosted by my best friend in Ohio, who is a rabbi.
Great.
And when all of this has been going on, one of the things that's been coming to mind is that there are a lot of parallels between the Passover story and what we're going through now. And even though this sounds maybe a little bit silly, just the idea of having these odd scarcities like yeast and not having flour available, right? And the way that we eat unleavened things at Passover, there's a good metaphor there. So I'm really looking forward to having a rabbi explain this and make sense to it all for us.
And have you ever had an in-person Seder with your close friend who's a rabbi?
I have, yeah.
Okay. So maybe this tie into those pleasant memories as well. Teresa, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. How are you dealing with the 2-hour time difference? You just gonna have an earlier Seder?
I'll just join them on Ohio time.
All right.
Call it.
Okay, sounds good. Teresa in Ontario, 866-893-KPECC. If you typically take part in a Seder with Wednesday night being the traditional night and COVID-19 precautions in place, I'd like to know how you're going to be observing Passover, whether it's going to be just a smaller Seder, whether you're going to connect with others in a larger Zoom Seder dinner, 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. And I think we're going to do this as well on the day after Easter, that Monday, to ask listeners who observe Easter how they celebrated that holiday with the restrictions in place, because in so many Christian families, of course, the Easter dinner is a big time for extended family and friends to get together and to celebrate that holiday. So the day after Easter, we'll open up the phones and hear from listeners then, too. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. I'm Larry Mantle. Good to have you with us. Governor Gavin Newsom has his daily news conference coming up right around noon. We'll bring it to you live here on 89.3 KPECC. Today, the governor, in addition to taking questions from reporters around the state, is expected to focus on California's efforts to create alternate care facilities. So we'll hear more from Governor Newsom right around noon, right here on 89.3 KPECC. And also with his weekly planned statement, Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Austin Buettner will be making his statement in just about 10 minutes. And I'll give you the gist of that as well so you stay updated. I'm just personally wondering if the superintendent is going to say formally that class will not resume at campuses for the rest of this school year. I don't believe Los Angeles has yet made that formal announcement, but it's not much of a leap to expect that they're going to do that, and perhaps today. Right now, we're talking about Passover and what your plans are if you typically have a Seder dinner with COVID-19 precautions. What alternate way are you going to be observing the Passover holiday? First night of Passover is this Wednesday. We're at 866-893-KPECC. David, in the Fairfax District of LA, what are your alternate plans?
As a religious Jew, we can't use phones and we can't do that. My daughter and her new husband can't come here from Houston, Texas. She got married in December. My son, I don't know, is going to come from Marina del Rey to us. So it sucks. And the three of us, usually we have a Persian Ashkenazi type of Seder. We have 15, 20 people there.
Yeah.
Just the three of us doesn't make it happy. Unlike Easter where people can pray inside, we do all the preparation and try to make it as jolly as possible. And I can't go to synagogue the next morning to pray with my fellow brothers. So it really is terrible.
David, thank you for sharing that. And yeah, you describe it. That's rough. Absolutely. And interesting in your case, being observant, the way you practice your faith is that it would not be right to be on technology at that time. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. I don't think I've ever heard on Air Talk before about it sucks to miss a religious holiday. I don't think we've ever heard that expression before. Florence in the Hollywood Hills, how are you going to be observing Passover?
About 30 plus cousins who haven't seen each other in 30 to 35 years are doing a Zoom Seder transcontinentally with an updated politicized Haggadah.
So it sounds like you're kind of taking advantage of the limitation to make an international Seder in a way that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, saying, well, this is the year to do that with all of these cousins. Is there a lot of excitement in the extended family about doing this?
Yes. I mean, people are appreciative and stunned and participatory. It's been very energetic and delightful.
All right. That sounds good. Now, you mentioned a political aspect to it. That could be divisive. Are everybody's politics the same in the family that this won't prove divisive?
Well, it's Passover is about freedom and surviving adversity and despots. And so in editing the Haggadah, those aspects were introduced, and aside from a very few, we're all definitely adults. And I think if there are disagreements about naming names, shall we say,
I think
it'll be okay.
All right, Florence, I appreciate it. Sounds like you're really taking advantage of the limitation to open this up in a whole other way. It's a great example of doing something you wouldn't have been able to do previously. Florence is in the Hollywood Hills. We're at 866-893-KPECC. Rafe in Westwood, how will you be observing Passover later this week?
Well, we're actually just going to be with our kids. We have three little kids, 5, 3, and 1. And the Mishnah, which is our book of Jewish law, says that a father should have his children ask him about Passover. Why is this different from all other nights? And my kids ask a zillion questions all the time. So much as we do have family that wouldn't come in and, you know, we're bummed out about that, this is exactly what the Mishnah had in mind, that a parent should have their children asking them about what's going on.
So it sounds like you'll be a busy man with your kids as you describe them. So you're Orthodox, so you wouldn't feel comfortable using Zoom, is that right?
That's correct. And actually, I'm also a rabbi, which means that people tend to watch my example and follow it, and so I have to be more strict with myself than I might with my congregants. You know, there is a group of North African rabbis from Morocco and Algeria that did allow the Zoom under certain circumstances for elderly people who would be considered lonely and possibly in danger if they were left by themselves, that if the company would provide them with a salvific experience that they could do it. They set it up before Passover started. So one of my colleagues actually signed that letter, but it's not a popular opinion among Orthodox Jews. We're not planning to do it ourselves.
Okay. So it's not a popular opinion. I was just going to ask you, how many Orthodox families, to your knowledge, would set aside the usual technological observance limiting technology because of the special circumstance? But it sounds like not a lot of them.
Yeah, basically, it's like if the person is in such a state psychologically that being alone, because there's 3 days in a row where we can't use the technologies, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, that if being by themselves for those 3 days would cause them to come into like a dangerous depression or something, it would have to be something of a very severe nature to enact that. But if that were the case, the group of North African rabbis who allowed this said that that's a situation where he could do it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Rafe. Thank you very much, and hope it's a very meaningful Seder for you and your immediate family coming up Wednesday evening. Stu in Santa Monica says, I don't think this sucks at all, responding to David, our earlier caller. I think this holiday is so important. I will enjoy the opportunity to celebrate it. We're using Zoom with our family, and our rabbi is hosting a Zoom meeting. And Scott in Burbank says, we're doing a Zoom Seder with 100 people. Our community typically has this kind of large Seder. It's still a way to connect. That's Scott in Burbank. Thank you for your wonderful calls. I really appreciate it. And it's helpful to me because I was so wondering how Seders are going to be carried out with the kinds of COVID-19 limitations that we see now. So this is very good to hear about. And as I mentioned, next Monday, week from today, we'll talk with our Christian listeners about how Easter was celebrated the day prior, as Easter is coming up this Sunday. You're listening to Web Talk on 89.3 KPECC. We'll be back with much more to come in hour two.